Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Larry Richard with a bonus visit from Lenny McAllister in studio with a special guest. Lenny, I saw you on Monday.
Yes, you did.
We had a lot to talk about.
As always.
This is something that's completely different.
Yes. So there's an event coming up Thursday night at the August Wilson Center, and Dr. Lauren Barron's father is here to talk about that. And she is the CEO of the Anne Frank Center USA. And Lauren, first and foremost, thanks for not only coming in to talk to Larry and me on News Radio KDK, but on top of that, hosting this event here in Pittsburgh. And so I guess the first question, I mean, I'm a panelist, full disclosure, so I'm looking forward to it tomorrow, but why is the Anne Frank Center and the HEAR Foundation doing this work now at this time, you know, 2025, November, going into the holiday season?
Great question, and thank you for having me this morning. I'm really excited to be here. Now is the time, is my answer. We've had a lot of pressures separating communities. Leon Ford is a friend of mine. We've been trying to find a reason to work together for a long time. We're both based in Pittsburgh, even though Anne Frank Center USA is a national organization based in New York. Pittsburgh is the place to do it, and now is the time.
The story of Anne Frank, many school children remember that was one thing that seemed to be universally taught. Is it still?
So Anne Frank is definitely still taught. Sometimes students will read the play rather than the diary itself. Generally, it's assigned in eighth grade. And so many students are familiar with the story of Anne Frank. The program that we're doing tomorrow is a theatrical performance from the Anne Frank Center that puts Anne Frank and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the stage side by side in their own words. And one remarkable fact about both of these luminaries, they were both born in 1929. So we don't think of them as being the same age. I'm seeing the looks on your face.
You're absolutely right. You don't think of them as being contemporaries.
Right. So, I mean, they were born at the same time, of course, an ocean apart and in very different circumstances. They were both writing during confinement in the pieces of writing that we have in this program tomorrow. And they were talking about a lot of the same things. So they bring out themes about individual responsibility, the power that we have to make a difference with our decisions. And I'm really looking forward to bringing this to the Pittsburgh community.
So we're going to have a lot of community members that will be in the audience. Several of us will be panelists that will be interviewed by you as the moderator after the performance. You know, what kind of spark should we expect from the performance to kind of get people to not only take in the message, but then do something with the message starting in 2026?
Yeah, so we're all about that spark. For sure. And I mean, one thing that the feedback we get, both of these people were taken from us way too soon. Nevertheless, when you hear their words, it inspires you. It feels hopeful. And we understand the power of our voices. I'm so excited to do this in Pittsburgh because in many other places, we wouldn't be able to pull off a program like this right now. People feel really divided and defensive right now. But this is going to bring everybody together. And the goal is we see each other's humanity. We want to be there for each other. And this is something that Leon and the HEAR Foundation are all about that, all about that. So it's a natural partnership for us and really a remarkable opportunity for the Anne Frank Center to be together on the stage with so many important leaders.
The real fascination for many people is how can a young lady in facing, obviously, one of the most horrific events in the history of humanity, and yet do it with such kindness and grace. That's part of the takeaway that I think a lot of people, especially at her age, marvel at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And she was a great writer. So, I mean, when you hear her words out loud, they have a power that they have beyond the written page. So that will also inspire people. She was 13 to 15 years old when she was writing her diary, and she was 15 when she died in a Nazi concentration camp. So just to think about the grace with which she faced that situation. And I think that's a theme of this program. I mean, same with Dr. King. He was in jail in Birmingham when he wrote the letter that we're quoting from in this production. And he was thinking about nonviolence. You know, he saw the way to protest that was going to reach people. And, I mean, he inspired and continues to inspire all of us, as does Anne Frank.
Speaking of inspiring, I have one final question. I know we have to get out of here soon, but can we talk a little bit about how we're inspiring the young people with this performance and with the message from this performance tomorrow, considering that, and you brought this up, Lauren, and Larry did as well, one was in her teens, one died at 39. Mm-hmm. Those are the very people we're hearing from now, the loud generation of teenagers that are frustrated, and then that emerging young professional that's looking around and saying, what about us?
Yeah, so the other thing that's happening this week is we're doing 6 performances in schools around the area. And we were at Westinghouse the other morning, and I was there, and you could see how this message just came through loud and clear to those teenagers in Homewood. That was incredible. So yes, the message to the kids who are going to see this performance, we think it'll be about 1,000 students will see this week, is that their voice matters, and they have power, and what they do matters. They're not sort of passive observers of life. They are in this. And when we recognize that, we say to young people, speak up. Like, we want to hear your voices too.
And how has this been received? Have you done it anywhere prior?
Yeah, so we have many performances that happen in schools in New York, and we're also around the country. But this month especially, we're building up our presence in 2 cities, in Phoenix and in Pittsburgh. And Phoenix especially has a strong need because they have a Holocaust education mandate in Arizona. So we're supporting teachers, providing content for students. And I needed to do this in Pittsburgh just because I live here. I'm from this area. I know that nonprofits work together here in a way that they don't in other places. And I wanted to bring all of that together and just see what's possible.
And so you and I will be together at the August Wilson Center tomorrow night. Doors open at 6. The performance starts at 7, correct?
That's right.
But it's free.
It's free.
Just have to go online and register, but there's no cost to attend. So if you can, just kind of tell people where to go to find tickets for this tomorrow.
Yeah, you can go onto the website of the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, and you'll see an event listing. So it's tomorrow. It's called Voices for Change. And their website is www.awacc.org.
Well, it's a great opportunity to meet you. And even though you're a Pittsburgher, this international stage and a powerful message. So appreciate you coming in. Lenny, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Opening the light in our eyes, as you always try to do. We appreciate it.
God bless you all.
Some people are counting on, well, I'll just hit the Powerball or the Mega Millions and I'll be good.
I'm talking about Mega Millions in our 9:30 news about the jackpot. It's at a record now.
Yeah, and Powerball still pales in comparison, but a paltry $512 million.
Paltry.
What would you do? I told you guys one time, I went to do one of those sleep studies, and they attach all these electrodes to your head.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Then they tell you, just relax and pretend you're in a hotel room. I'm like, I'm never in a hotel room with 68 wires screwed into my
exactly
head.
Exactly right.
Aaron, it was unbelievable. So, as fate would have it, they wanted me to come on a work night and kind of maintain a schedule that like you normally would. So there's a TV. I start watching the Pirates game that night. It goes into extra innings. Then they lost in extra innings and I couldn't fall asleep. So I flipped around and I came across a documentary about lottery winners and how things went sideways after they won. And it's actually remarkable the number of people who win these big payouts and end up broke or owing more money. And you wonder, well, How does that happen? It wouldn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever hear that saying, too much money will kill you?
Yeah.
Like too much money too quickly. And we do say that. Couldn't be me. But, I mean, imagine getting a check as big as some of these lottery winners get.
You know, Larry, getting back to the sleep study, by the way, you and I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Now people just have a little something they take home with them.
And attached to their own gourd.
Yeah, they don't have to have all the wires and stuff.
Yeah, the end result was, they said, well, you really didn't get a good night's sleep. I'm like, really? Yeah, I know I didn't get a good night's sleep. So, anyway, you use the Tom Cruise Maverick mask.
Yeah, I'm all the way in. I'm the full Darth Vader.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On those plans.
It does. He says, friend of mine, we were visiting, and he has the full mask, right? Mm-hmm. We're getting ready. We're out of town, and we're getting ready to go out for dinner. And he calls me to the bottom of the stairs, and I look up, and he's standing in his BVDs with one of those masks on. And he goes, I wonder why my wife doesn't find me attractive anymore.
Honestly, oh, I have been hoping and praying. I have a good pillow right now. But I did go through a period where, you know, Vinny would say, why are you snoring? But I used to have to do a sleep test. Or I would get a scope when I was really young because of like acid reflux and how it would affect my sleeping. So it's just interesting what happens when we close our eyes.
You know, it's really easy to tell which of your coworkers is a CPAP person. Because when they show up first thing in the morning for work, they've usually got one of those little lines
marks
on their cheek, right? From the strap.
That's a dead giveaway. Another thing that I wanted to share is that artificial intelligence is something we hear about now every day. We hear about it's going to take over the universe and we're going to all be out. Or it's going to enhance our abilities to do things we couldn't have even imagined we could do. But in between, there's a new country song. Breaking Rust isn't a band or a person. It's an AI-powered digital artist. Its single, Walk My Walk. How does an artificial intelligence know how to walk? It's now number one on Billboard's country digital chart, and it's going for two top tens. The AI's second song is Living on Borrowed Time. I think AI's talking about us.
I can tell you one thing. We talked about this earlier today. I wonder if radio stations are obligated to tell people this is not a performer, this is AI, this particular song.
Well, that would be an FCC mandate, and I'm not sure if they're doing that, but they should. And here's what's of interest. So AI scans the internet, and there's so much misinformation, especially now with all these videos and stories that just aren't true. And that's where it's pulling its information from.
That's a slice of it, yeah.
So technically, it's not really an original song, even though a computer went out and searched it and put it together.
Did you notice how much better the atmosphere here in our studios went up about 30, 40 seconds ago?
You mean with the arrival of Christine Sorensen?
That's right.
Yes, we'll talk with Christine about Kidsburg next. And it's real. It's not artificial intelligence. She's actually here. Check it out on our live stream, kdkradio.com. Two, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. And every Wednesday at this time, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, anchor woman, KDK TV, is in with us. Talk about Kidsburg and a little more. You're going to be busy tonight. One of my favorite charities.
Variety, the children's charity, has its big gala tonight. It's a fundraiser at Acrisure, and I'm so excited to be emceeing. I did it last year. It was kind of the first year they revamped it with kind of a new structure, and I'm excited to be back this year. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. We have the kids there riding their adaptive bikes. And that's just what I love about the charity, is really meeting the families, because the joy that these things bring these families just spreads. You know, I feel joy. The adaptive bikes, these are for kids with disabilities who can't otherwise ride a bike. Adaptive strollers, which you think, why would you need a special stroller? But some of these kids are like adult size or teenagers, and just for these families to get out of the house, they need some way to, you know, easily bring their child along. Or their kid's a runner. They flee, and they need a safe place to strap them in. So there are special strollers for them. And then the communication devices, which really help kids be able to express themselves when they otherwise can't verbalize.
I'll shout out to Charlie Valley, who recently retired from doing the work with the team. It's one of the greatest charities. And you're right, the joy it brings children and their families, for the most part.
Yeah, Charlie's amazing, and the new CEO, Tom, is amazing. They'll all be there tonight. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'll have some more on KDKA tomorrow showcasing that.
Good for you. All right, let's get into Kidsburg. Two events using books as a way to celebrate and educate.
Yeah, and this ties in with your interview you just had on Anne Frank, of course, which is one of the most influential books that teenagers read. I've actually got three books going on, three book-related things. I guess you could tell I'm a bookworm, right? So on Saturday, at this really special place called B is for Books, they are having a special event called Reading Ready's Pittsburgh's Celebration of Families. Now, B is for Books is in Homestead, and it is a free bookstore. Kids, educators, caregivers can actually take books home for free. It's amazing. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization, and they're having a special event on Saturday from 10 to 2 celebrating all kinds of families. There'll be themed activities, crafts, snacks, book giveaway, story time, and free family portraits from 11 to 1 with a professional photographer. So that's going to be fun. Then Saturday also, this is at the Penn Hills Library at 10:30. They're using books as a way to introduce the idea of personal space and boundaries, which is such an important thing. This is for kids 5 and under, and it's put on by Pittsburgh Action Against Rape, or PAR, and it's really an important topic that'll sometimes really hard for parents to know how to bring up or how to talk about in an age-appropriate way. So that's why I love that this, they're going to help you do that there. And then there's another event coming up starting this Saturday and running through December 7th, one of my absolute favorite books, Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. It's going to be coming to life on stage at City Theater. This is a professional theater company in the South Side, really one of the top theaters in the country. And they've got this wonderful show. It is good for teenagers as well. And not just adult. I mean, it's an adult performance, but teenagers are great for this show too. In fact, they'll be doing a lot of student matinees. And then this weekend only, they have Pay What You Want starting at $5 with the help of RAD. So check that out. I have all those linked at kidsburg.org.
How would you describe Little Women for someone who's never seen or read the book or the movie or stage play?
Well, I think what I like about it, as someone who has a sister, I really relate to the sister relationship, kind of how they loved each other, challenged each other, the challenges they went through as a family. And I think Pittsburgh is such like a family town, and people are so focused on family that I just think that story people can really relate to, even though it was, you know, decades ago.
And you have two daughters who are obviously sisters, too.
And actually, they're almost the exact same age difference as my sister and me. So I can very much see how their relationship, you know, has some similarities.
All right. Legos. I cannot believe in this day and age when we're always talking about electronics that Legos are growing in popularity in so many ways.
I think actually, Larry, it's because of the screens that Legos are becoming more talked about, because we recognize the need for that tactile experience, the need to get off the screen and do something with your brain and your hands and not just be, you know, a passive observer of social media or even video games. You know, this is a very different kind of creative experience, a problem-solving challenge. And this is so cool. This Saturday and Sunday, they have the Ultimate Brick Show at the Monroeville Convention Center. And you can get your tickets online or at the door. It's $15 online, $18 at the door. And they are going to have all kinds of educational experiences where they're hands-on. You're going to meet with Lego masters, interact with displays, learn new things in workshops, create art on this mosaic wall, test out your speed at the Lego Pine Car races. I mean, so much fun stuff. Even the bigger ones for the little kids, you know, those like larger size Legos, right. They'll have those. So lots of fun stuff. Check out kidsburg.org. You'll see it in our list of things to do this weekend.
That said, I did see one of my granddaughters. She's 5, Brooklyn, loves Legos, putting things together, but she had an iPad and it would frame by frame show you what to do. So instead of reading a paper and, you know, instruction booklet, it was a video. And I thought, this is brilliant. Maybe they can do this for IKEA. And someone said they do. I just didn't know about it.
That is a great idea. Yes. In fact, I remember Vince and I put together one of those Lego robots. And it was also on the iPad where we could look and see. It was very helpful. And so that's a great use of both screens and, you know, hands-on activities.
Learn more at kidsburg.org. Are you going to stick
around
with Marty? And we'll check in with Marty here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.